This is Train for Trades Guild Radio with Tom Jinx.
I'm James Passas. I live in Cambridge, and I'm on the intermediate plumbing course, leading to level two qualifications.
Hi, James.
Hello, hi.
So, James, let's start by finding out a bit about you. What were you doing before Train for Trade Skills?
Okay, yeah, for the last 5 years, I started up a handyman company with a friend of mine, and we do various types of work. I mean, apart from plumbing, we do, basically it's bathroom installations, kitchen installations, smaller jobs, painting and decorating and laying floors and carpentry, tiling, that sort of thing.
So your company, does it have a website?
Oh, yes, yeah. It's www.andymen.co.uk.
So you mentioned you've been doing a variety of jobs then.
Yeah.
Your plumbing course at the moment, how is that going to help you with your business then?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I've always done a little bit of plumbing, you know, on a DIY basis. But really, I really wanted to get properly qualified so I could do things according to regulations and, you know, do things properly, really. And learn the proper ways of doing things. You know, obviously, if you just learn things yourself, you know, you're not sure if you're doing them the right way. So it was better to formalise it that way.
Mm. So for the people that are listening to this and sort of have an idea, want to go self-employed and set up their own business like you've done, how do you get work then? What are the best ways that you've found to get customers?
Okay, yeah, I mean, it starts off as word of mouth, really, and then setting up the website helped, and, you know, making sure it was reasonably high up in the Google ranking. Advertising, and we found after a few years, the customers have increased, and we're getting more and more queries from people. So
let's talk about your practical training then, which you're on now. How are you finding it?
Oh, it's great. I mean, I think it's pretty good that we're in fairly small groups of about you know, 12 people or so. I find the tutors are really helpful, and it's easy to get advice when you need it. The courses are well structured, and basically, you know, learning the proper way of doing things, you know, it's very good. It's quite intensive, you know, and you don't always finish things on time. You know, you sort of may have allocated 4 hours for something, but it may take 6 hours or something. But they're generally quite flexible about that. So, you know, they're more concerned about things being done properly than finishing on time necessarily.
So what jobs are you doing this week then?
We started off with pipe bending and cutting pipes to length, pipe fabrication, soldering joints together, learning about different types of compression fittings, bending pipes to shape. And now today what we're doing is we're setting up a mock bathroom situation. So, you know, laying the pipes in preparation for fitting out a basin and a toilet.
So the work that you've been doing with your business and all the experience you've been getting, have you found that has helped you then with your both the practical and the theory part of the course?
Oh, certainly, yes. I mean, it's mostly helped with the practical side of the course because, you know, I already have experience of doing a lot of the things. But on the other hand, I've learned a lot as well because I found that some of the ways I've been doing things weren't the right way. So I'm learning the proper way of doing things, you know. For example, the pipe bending, I just used to do it by eye, but I've learned now that there are better ways of doing it and measuring things and so that you get it right first time. So it's a bit of both, really, a bit of experience from before, but there's been a lot that I've learned as well.
So, James, if you had to sort of sum up the course so far and how you found it, how you found the theory work, the practical side, how you found it all? How have you found it then?
Oh, it's been very good. I mean, it's been well structured. I think the theory, obviously, starts off with a theory. There's about four manuals that you have to go through, and each manual ends up in an assessment. You know, so you find out if you've learnt the things you're meant to learn. It's gone well, and explains things very well, and all about the regulations and everything. And now we're actually putting it into practice. I think it's going well.
That's great, James. Thank you for joining.